Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. Welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. We explore the timeless wisdom of our faith to enrich our lives and our character here. Today's episode centers on a short but powerful teaching from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his holy progeny, a teaching that addresses not only thieves or wrongdoers, but all of us as buyers, consumers, and participants in society. The Prophet said, "Whoever knowingly buys stolen goods is like the one who stole them." So, this hadith is simple yet incredibly deep. Let's explore what it really means for our everyday lives. The Prophet isn't just speaking to thieves, he's speaking to everyone who plays a role in supporting or benefiting from injustice. When someone steals, the act is obviously wrong, but the Prophet teaches us that the person who buys the stolen item, knowing what it is, shares the same moral weight. Why? Because without the buyer, the thief has no incentive to steal. The buyer becomes the silent partner in the wrongdoing. This hadith teaches us that in Islam, sin is not only in the action, but also enabling the action. And this principle applies far beyond stolen goods. It's about any form of support we give, directly or indirectly, to unethical behavior. You may think, I would never buy something stolen. And maybe that's true, but let's broaden the lens. Today, stolen goods take many forms. Buying a phone or laptop at a suspiciously low price, knowing something feels wrong. Using pirated software, movies, or books online. Supporting businesses that exploit workers or harm communities. Purchasing items cheaply when we know the supplier is dishonest or oppressive. In all these cases, we might not commit the original wrongdoing, but we benefit from it. And the Prophet's message becomes relevant. If we knowingly support injustice, we become part of it. This teaching pushes us to rise above cheap prices and think about clean earnings, clean transactions, and a clean conscience. The beauty of Islam is that it calls us to personal responsibility. What we buy, what we support, and what we encourage, all of this shapes our moral identity. So what can we do? Buy thoughtfully, avoid benefiting from harm, and teach integrity. Dear listeners, the Prophet's wisdom reminds us that righteousness isn't only about what we avoid, but what we refuse to support. May Allah grant us insight, integrity, and the courage to choose what is ethical and pure. Thank you for listening. Until next time, may your steps be guided and your choices be blessed. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.